Welcome to Think on This, a podcast by Table Think with Joshua and Carrie.
Well, it's going to be a good day, and I'm excited kind of for another good topic today, and it's one that we've touched on many times about good, the word good.
Yeah.
And this one comes from the scripture Galatians 9, where it says in the NIV, so it's kind of, you know, older language, if you will, but it says, "Let us not become weary in doing good." And what it really says is like, our whole job is about doing good
right.
here on earth. And that can be hard.
Yeah.
And that is hard to realize that it's not about ourselves.
Right.
It's a huge principle when you finally right. understand that living is not about myself.
Yeah. I think there are a lot of people who still are trying to, yeah, understand that. And I mean, we obviously all are, but yeah,
right.
That is very true. And I think that it's just the way that we start out. I mean,
right.
you do have to, you know, you have to at least take care of yourself to some
right.
level, but then
exactly.
it's like, there's this point where, okay, now you really need to turn that focus outward. And worry, yeah. Instead of just all on you.
Right. It's such a surprise though, when you realize that your life is about connecting with others.
Right.
And it's not about, this is what's happening to me and everyone should stop and be concerned.
yeah. Yes.
Even though sometimes it feels that way.
Right.
That we have to really get a whole new perspective and say, this is what's happening to me. How is this going to impact others?
Right.
What do I need to do to make sure that they're okay? And it
yeah.
really is a whole nother dynamic. And, you know, if someone is in your life that is difficult, rather than always thinking about myself and how difficult
right.
they are,
yeah.
I need to look at them and say, why is it so difficult? Why
right.
have they become that difficult
right.
person? And I'm sure you have some experiences to tell about when you had to do something good and it was hard.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of different times. Something that does come to mind is I was leading this group that we were on kind of a little mission trip to
oh.
San Francisco.
Oh, okay.
And we were in the Tenderloin District, which if you know anything about that, it's kind of a rough place. And there was this mission there and we were serving, doing stuff. And they asked me, everyone has to come in and listen to like a little inspirational devotional message
before
they get to eat, which, you know, maybe isn't the best idea. And they asked me if I would be willing to do it one day. And I'm like, you know, so the previous day, there hadn't been like a lot of people there, maybe
uh-huh.
like 30 people. But the day that I'm doing it, there's like 70, 80 people in this very small room. It was packed. And it was the only time that I've ever been giving a little talk or a message that a fight broke out.
Oh.
Yeah, and these guys...
Pretty hungry people.
Yeah, these guys got in a fight. And, you know, but what we were there doing was we were trying to do good and help people. And even though, you know, there were addictions and all kinds of things that were making everyone very difficult to work with, you know, the hope is that we were doing the right thing
right.
and that was, you know, going to make an impact and a difference. So,
you know, and I think probably if you knew their story,
yeah,
you know, that it really wasn't about you at that moment.
Right.
But the fact that you were there at some point or another, at least one or two or even more people were very impacted
right.
by that. And I
yeah.
think that's what we have to remember all the time, that we do our part.
Yeah.
And then we have to trust God to get that, you know, message out. And I remember long ago, I made the decision that when someone stopped me on the street that and needed something, that I would have just a little extra cash, but also a little gift certificate so that someone could feel blessed and
oh, that's
honored
cool.
for the day.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we have to always remember, is that the main thing that we want to do in our good and when we do good is
yeah.
to love everybody. I love Bob Goff. I've mentioned him before in
right.
his book, That Everybody Always, and it's about everybody. I think his first chapter is, you and I talked about it, creepy people
or something. I think it's creepy people. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I call those people pills, but you know, that we are called to connect
right.
with them and love them. And so I think our challenge today is, don't get tired of doing good. It's really a huge impact in this world when we do that.
You've been listening to Think on This by Table Think. For more content and information, visit our website at tablethink.com.